Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Church is talking about Christmas.
Come on, help.
But where is Christ? Christ is somewhere stuck in a manger and they won't let him out. He's in that what they call a feeding trough. Now I'm going to tell you how powerful God is. I want you to get the picture here. Well, it was told us in the book of Isaiah that a virgin woman will have a child. Now that in itself is amazing. How in the world can a virgin person have a baby that never had sexual relations? But God says He's going to impregnate a virgin woman.
That's right.
And she's going to give birth.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about that.
Amen.
Now, if you know anything about blood types, A, O, B plus, and all that stuff, the blood comes where? From the Father. This is what's so great about it. The bloodline, this has made God, so Jesus Christ, so pure, because a virgin was pregnant and the bloodline came through God the Father. And it was pure. With no sin. Because the Bible tells us in Psalms, in sin did my mother conceive me. Well, this was not the case in Mary's cause because the Holy Spirit impregnated her.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ was pure without any sin.
Amen.
So we see it prophesied that a virgin will give birth. And then we see in this one eerie night where Mary is about to give child. And as she goes to find a place to lay her head, there was no room for them in the inn. One thing I want you to know is that whenever you are doing something for Christ, there will be no room for you in the inn. In the world, they're not going to like it. They did not like him. They're not going to like you. But this is encouraging to us because he told us these things. But on that eerie night, we see Mary gives birth. And then we see that she lays Jesus, wraps Jesus in swaddling clothes. And listen to this. Lay him in a manger.
Yeah.
Wow. If you don't know what a manger is what they call a feeding trough for the animals. I'm like, wow, this is getting good here. There's no room for him, but he puts them in a feeding trough to eat. Jesus Christ is called the bread of life. He is called the bread of life. We're supposed to eat bread. So he put Jesus Christ in a feeding trough so that we can take upon him and eat.
Amen.
He says, take, eat, this is my body.
Amen.
For the New Testament. My blood. So God lay him in a feeding trough. He has prepared the table for us. And that we can take part of his son. I don't know if you get it, but I'm talking about love here. I'm talking about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Wow. You know, that brought back memories to me when I had my first child, Jawan. What a day that was. I tell you, when my wife told me she was pregnant, I was all excited. And it was my pride and joy as a boy. I get to carry on my name and all this.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, what if I had to give him up for something? Wow. That was tough. That was tough. But God loved us so much that he sacrificed his son for us. And while we were yet sinners. This is what we can't understand. We're not talking about love. Love has so many words. We can talk about philo, and all this stuff. But I'm talking about agape love, where it gives and it keeps on giving in spite of. Not you done made me mad today and I don't love you today. I'm talking about agape. I love you anyway. This is the type of love that God had for us. That he so loved us that he gave. Remember, love.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.